There's a new music business for the 21st century, and now is the best time ever to be in the music business. Because in the new music business, the artist is in charge. My name's Rick Barker, and I've been blessed to make a living in the music business for almost 30 years. I'm a personal manager, author, speaker. Many know me as the manager who launched the career of Taylor Swift. But what I'm most proud of are the thousands of artists from around the world that I manage daily and help navigate this crazy business. This podcast is designed to keep you up to date with the changes in the business and to give you the mindset, tools, and resources that you need to succeed.
Helping you navigate the music industry, here's Rick Barker with the Music Industry Blueprint Podcast.
Excited that I was able to find some time on the beach today, you know, walking down the beach and ran into this guy and decided we would have a conversation. But Alex, thank you. How do you pronounce your last name? Is it Zachariah?
Zachariah.
Okay. And what is it that you do? Are you the founder of Linktree?
Yeah, I'm the co-founder and CEO.
So let me ask you this, and for those of you that aren't familiar with Linktree, we'll get into that in a second, because if you know me, you know I've been using it for a long time. When you, as a developer, what's your background? What's your background in?
Music technology, marketing and digital marketing for music and entertainment. And prior to that, music management.
So when you see a hole in the market, and the hole that Linktree filled was, for those of you that use Instagram, which I think is all of you, Instagram was the platform that only allowed you one link. You could not put links in the comments. You could not put links in your posts. You could not put links anywhere. And when people were, you know, hey, do we send them to our website? Do we send them to our Spotify channel? Do we send them to iTunes? Where do we send people if we only are able to use one link? And then I mean, I think it was probably about a year and a half ago, someone said, well, you need to use Linktree. And I'm like, what the heck is Linktree? When does it go through your mind to say, you know what? There's a hole in the market. I need to hook up with somebody and we need to fill this hole, because now you guys have become the industry leader with this.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it was early 2016. We were running a digital marketing agency for music, specializing in music entertainment. We're also managing some artists at the time. So it was my brother and I and a friend of ours, Nick. And yeah, we were, you know, looking after the social media for and digital marketing go-to-market strategy for some of the biggest festivals in Australia and heaps of big Australian artists. And yeah, we're facing that exact issue. I've not been able to link out to multiple platforms, especially when it came to release time, right? Like you've got, especially with managed artists where you may have, and you generally got different stakeholders that care about different what you're promoting, right? You've got the label that wants to share the music link, you got the agent that wants to share the touring link, and you got the merch team that wants to share the merch link. You kind of being pulled in all these different directions, and the ability to be able to unify that and be able to have one link that you can share and you can really control your campaign post sharing the link. That was one of the reasons. The other reason was been able to link out of Instagram to multiple links. The other reason was that Instagram had recently changed from chronological to an algorithmic feed. So what it meant was that a musician or anyone might have posted a post 3, 4, 5 days ago that you're just now discovering, because it's only just showing up in your feed. And you go back to your link in bio, because they've said, go check out my link in bio, and it's completely changed. They've now switched to they've now switched it to their music video rather than Spotify link or their, to a blog piece or something like that. So it's no longer relevant. So the Linktree, you can just make sure you've always got a list of your links and you've always got links that you've been sharing in the last 4, 5, 6 days to make sure that anyone that's discovering your post later on is still able to access those links.
What I also found was interesting about it, because as so often we work so hard, and I work in the music space as well, as those of you listening to this podcast know, it's like we work so hard to get the attention of someone, and then we would send them to YouTube and we would have no idea who that person was that went to YouTube. We would send them to Spotify and Spotify wasn't contacting me going, hey, Rick, by the way, this person just checked out your new song. You can go build a relationship with them. So that's what I found interesting about Linktree, was it allowed me the ability to put my retargeting pixel in there so that I could go back and say, hey, I noticed that you stopped by. it also shows me what people are interested in, the different analytics that I'm able to see for every link. I even, you know, use it a lot of times in email when I'll just, instead of having nine, I would see that email signature that would have nine things that you could go to.
Yeah.
And once again, you were sending people to a platform you had no control over. You were sending people and not knowing who was clicking the link in your email to go do this. So I know a lot of people are using Linktree there. What I'd love to talk about right now are, especially, and it's great that you come from the music side, what is too much stuff to put in your Linktree? I mean, I've seen Linktrees that, oh my gosh, they look like a dinner menu. And then I've seen some that are really strategic that says, okay, here's my most current release at the top. Here's my website, you know, so on and so forth. What are some of the better practices and best practices
you've
seen and that you recommend?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, look, we, you know, for with Linktree, we've tried to make it as flexible as possible and still a really valuable product, even on the free version. And so with that, we allow unlimited links and we allow a whole bunch of customization. So that whilst that's possible and you're able to do it, you're right in saying it's definitely not best practice. And it does change per vertical. So, you know, whilst we created Linktree with music in mind, because it was our background, and there's now millions of content creators from all walks of life and all kinds of content creators. And so we do research around best practice and best performance for different verticals. And you know, what we generally see for music is somewhere between five plus or minus two. Okay. So, and it would depend what part of the life cycle of the campaign you're in. So if you really want to drive to music, to your streaming, you've just put out a release, then, you know, the top three links could maybe be your Spotify, your Apple Music and your Amazon, or, wherever your best market is. Obviously you've got to think about which streaming platforms are big in your markets. And then, your merch, I would follow then by your second highest importance in terms of either revenue or part of that campaign. So your merch or your touring links. And whatever you're talking about most recently and relevantly. And I think that's what's most important when it comes to a Linktree, making sure that it is most recent and relevant. It isn't just a list of static links, making sure that whatever you're talking about on your socials right now, be it your Twitch or your Instagram or your Twitter, that you've got links at the top of the page of exactly what you've been talking about. So if you're talking about your music video, then have a link to your music video right up there. If you're talking about streaming my new record, then make sure you've got Spotify links or wherever wherever you want to drive your traffic to listen to that. Like you said, making sure you've got the retargeting pixels in. There's a email sign up button, which you may have seen, so you can easily just collect the email addresses from within your Linktree. I think that's a really important one to use. So you can really, really easily collect emails. And we recently launched a video link, which allows you to embed your YouTube video. So when you click a button, it just transitions and actually opens your video inside your Linktree. And the reason I mentioned that is...
I haven't used that one yet. I'm going to use that now because I put out a new podcast or a new YouTube video every Wednesday. And what I ended up using for my podcast, which was interesting, is a smart URL. So I put my smart URL, which you go from Linktree, click on the smart URL, and it opens up and it has your Instagram, your iTunes, your Amazon, your Deezer, wherever it is that you send them.
Perfect. Exactly. And that's a really great way to, you know, be able to make sure you're sending to, you know, because what's great about smart URL is that it shows the streaming platforms that are available to you in the country that you're in for your visitors, right? So, that's really important. And to have all your other, all your other revenue streams and everything that you really want your audience to discover about you and whatever you're sharing on socials right now is really important to have up front. And that's what we see, so great about a Linktree and why it's really important to link off, you know, to a Linktree off our socials and why we see it that way rather than to, say, a website. It's because whatever you're talking about most recently is right there. And whatever you really want people to discover immediately is right there, rather than a website, which might end up being a bit more of a brand immersive experience and it's not as easy and it's not as like a short amount of clicks to be able to find exactly what you're talking about and what you want them to discover immediately.
And I also love with the paid feature, how you're able to have your social platforms across the bottom. You're able to get detailed analytics and things. And it's cheap. I think I pay $6.99 a month or something like that. I mean, it's like, it's nothing to be able to know the information. It's one thing, guys, to send them places. It's another thing to know what they did when they got there. And if you're sending them to your bio and you can go in and say, okay, there's 2,000 people that have clicked on this thing. You know, it's now you get to see that it's real. You can go back and run a Facebook retargeting ad saying, hey, I noticed you checked out blank, depending on what it is that you want to say. And you have that ability to be able to do that. So you mentioned the email, you mentioned the video. Are there any things in the pipeline that we can look forward to for those of us that are Linktree users? And by the way, if you're not a Linktree user, the notes in the show note, I'll give it to you. It's real easy. Link. So we'll make sure that you get that to go sign up for a free account. But I highly recommend getting the pro account. If you want to be professional in your business and you want to know what's going on in your business, yes, there's a lot of great free services. And most companies like yourself always offer that free platform. But what you don't understand is the amount of money that you can make by investing a couple dollars a month into your career, it will more than pay for it.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, and I think that, yeah, exactly right. You're being able to look at, or your different amount of traffic, what traffic you get and on what links and your performance per link and be able to reorder that throughout your campaign, really important, be able to optimize in that way. The video link I mentioned is important because what it allows you to do is you can watch, you know, you can have your music video playing at the top of your page inside your link tree, whilst you've also got your other links that you want users to discover, your visitors to discover, whilst they're watching that video. And we made that, you know, it's a really important product decision that we made from that perspective. Because if you want your audience to discover that you're on tour at the moment or that you've got merch on sale at the moment whilst they're watching your music video, that's a really easy way to do it.
Controls real quick on that, guys, is if you just linked them to YouTube, then now YouTube controls what they see next. You don't. They may or may not come back to your page. So by having that video that opens up and then the next thing they click will be something that you also own and control is so valuable.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's, we're seeing really great results with that at the moment. And another really important feature I see that we made with musicians specifically in mind, that it works for, I guess, any creator that's got like what we would call a hype moment, right? So like an artist putting out a record or an author putting out a book. Generally, if you're putting out a record and you're worried about, I love Linktree. I love being able to like link to lots of different links. But right now, for just today, I really want to go straight to Spotify. I don't want to risk anyone clicking anything else. I just want to go straight to Spotify. There's a feature called Leap Links, which allows you to just select any of your Linktree links inside your Linktree dashboard and just make that your leap link, which means that when your audience clicks on your Linktree and your Instagram or your YouTube or wherever they click it, they'll automatically be sent straight to that link rather than loading your Linktree. And when you enable your leap link, you just choose how long you want that to be and enabled for. So you can say, cool, for the next 5 hours, just send directly to my Spotify. What that means is you don't have to go to your Instagram and change your link. You don't have to go to your YouTube and your Twitter and all these other areas you've already installed your Linktree and change it to your Spotify link. It's really easy from just one place to be able to change where you're driving all your traffic to, and then it automatically switches back for you. So that was an important one we launched, mainly, thinking about a lot of the artists that use Linktree, and every now and then that, the label might want to change it out to a Spotify because they think that's what's most important. This just makes it way easier for them and no need to go switch things around. So that one's definitely worth mentioning. It's already out. And then there's heaps more coming in, with music in mind. It's such a big area for us. It's obviously our background. It's definitely a lot of the way we think. So there's some more coming in line with streaming platforms and how you can easily link off the different streaming platforms and even embed streaming platforms so that they play quicker. There's a whole bunch of the roadmap that's really exciting about for music.
Share mine real quick. So I figure since I got the pro on here, I might as well ask you this question. So here we are, for those of you watching the video version of this, we're looking at my Linktree right now. So where do I find, so right now I've got 14,000 views on my Linktree. I've had almost 4,500 clicks with a click-through rate of 31%. So what that means, guys, is 31% of the people who land on this go someplace, right? Is that what that means?
Yeah. Correct. Okay, so yeah.
If I want to add the video that you were just talking about, so do I just go add new link?
Correct.
Okay. So I add new link, and now it's going to give me the options down here. Is this the picture, the image?
So once you add your YouTube URL, so if you grab a YouTube URL and put it in there, it'll recognize it as a YouTube or a video, and it'll pop up with some video options for you.
Oh, awesome. All right, good. Okay, cool. I just wanted to get information for myself. I figured
No worries.
Well, I got the guy here. Might as well do it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'd love to see you using it. Yeah, it's a really, really awesome feature. We're really, really proud of it. And I think, you know, something else that's important to mention, I guess, for analytics and what we're tracking there. What we see across the entire Linktree platform is the average of 1.8 clicks per unique user. So what that means is a user comes and generally on average, they'll click on one link and then they'll come back because they discovered something else. They're not only clicking on less than one link in general. So when you're seeing there, your click-through rate is 30%, that's looking at total views. One user, one visitor may have viewed multiple times.
Wow. Right?
So you've got that's total views. So your click-through rate is going to look a little bit lower in that end, but that may have been less unique people. And so your click-through rate per unique person is actually a lot higher than that. So it's definitely a really great tool to continue enabling discovery. And you know, that we're definitely seeing that your audience will land on your Linktree because you sent them there for one particular reason, and they're discovering a whole lot more about you straight from there.
Well, and I also think for me, wanting to grow my YouTube subscribers by being able to embed that, you'll get credit for the play inside of YouTube.
Yeah. So
not only do you get them to be able to view it inside of your Linktree, which you have control of, you'll also get credit for the view. And another thing that, so for those of you that may be driving, it's linktr.ee. That's the URL to go sign up for a free account. And once again, I'll put that in the show notes as well. I'm super excited when I get technology like this. And, you know, people were always, they didn't know what they didn't know. And when you guys came around and you started putting this thing together, how many people would you say musicians are actually using this? I mean, is it mostly the musicians that have, because of your background, that have grown into this?
Yeah, I mean, definitely the uptake early on was musicians, you know, with us having that in mind. And like I said, the use case of it is so clear for music, because it is such a fragmented industry where you've got you've got your streaming on one platform, you've got your ticketing, your touring on another platform, your merch is on another platform, your videos on another platform. There's not many, and even when you're selling tickets, you rarely own the entire conversion funnel, right? You're usually sending off to another domain to like for the ticketing platform to handle your transaction. There's such a clear use case of having to really unify that for yourself. And that's pretty rare, and that's not really common in many other industries. So we definitely saw a big uptake there. And obviously a lot of our networks and our circles were moving to music. So we kind of pushed it through there. One of the first like major influential users that first found it was Alicia Keys. And okay. So she signed up. And then obviously off the back of that, her label and her digital agency, we then spoke to them and they signed up, you know, Eminem and Pearl Jam and all these other major artists that they work with. And then they continued growing from there. So now we've got, you know, really proud to have some, you know, Selena Gomez and Bieber and The Killers and Pearl Jam all the way through, you know, really major record labels and Coachella and Spotify and all kinds of music related businesses. Also just such a huge amount of emerging artists and independent artists, which is, you know, I guess what we're probably most proud of. We've got, making a tool that is easily accessible, easy to use.
Yeah.
Doesn't, you know, for you to achieve your marketing goals, it's really deliberately designed to reduce the amount of time it takes you to achieve your marketing goals. We don't want you spending all this time having to click around and deal with marketing tools. We want you to be able to spend your time creating. Yep. Here's how you deal with it really quickly. And that's what we're really driven towards and keep, you know, you're talking about a low price point. It's also with that in mind. We want it to be accessible. We really want to be able to democratize your internet marketing and your digital marketing, your internet presence. just make it easy for anyone to use, you know, an emerging artist being one of them. So yeah, I think it's definitely not all artists now, like I said, but it's it would be close to 1 million.
Wow. That's crazy. That's crazy. I use it in my wherever I have the ability to post a link, like in my Twitter bio, I post it there. Wherever you're restricted, you know, inside the description on your YouTube video, you know, if you want to be able to send them to watch whatever it is that you want, wherever it is you want them to go, you want to ultimately get them to some real estate that you can have control of. And even though you don't own Linktree, they give you a lot of the access as if you did. And especially if you upgrade into the pro section as well. I mean, now we can see countries, we can see our most active. I mean, there's so many different analytics that you will now have access to. Well, man, I appreciate you taking the time sharing with us today on the podcast. For those of you, once again, it's Linktree, LinkTree.ee. Go grab yourself a free account and then upgrade yourself to a pro account. You're going to get a whole bunch of other tools, and make sure, once again, you work so hard to get their attention. Make sure that you're controlling the conversation. Stop sending them to Spotify and iTunes when you can send them to something that you have control of. Alex, I appreciate you, man. Thank you.
Thank you, Rick. Thanks for having me.
Cool, man. That was it. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the podcast, and thank you for the question. As you see, there is no one-size-fits-all model with the music business, so I do appreciate that. To help you figure out where you are and where you want to get to, head on over to the website, rickbarker.com, and take the Are You Ready for a Manager assessment. While you're there, you can also click on the podcast link and leave a message. And who knows, maybe you'll be featured in an upcoming episode. If you know someone who can benefit from this, I would really love it if you would give it a share, if you would subscribe it onto whatever platform that it is that you're listening to, and I will talk to you on the next episode. Ciao.
You've been listening to the Music Industry Blueprint Podcast with Rick Barker. You can follow Rick on Twitter at Rick Barker Music. And remember, you don't drown by falling into the water, you drown by staying there.